Oh, welcome to Battle Pets. This is episode number 86. We are not 86ing the episode. I'm Aludra. I've been hearing how awesome I am, and he makes the chimmy effin' chongas. It's Ben!
That's right. And you know what? We're not 86ing chimichangas either.
No, not a big fan, but I like that they exist for people who want them.
Yeah, you have no idea how... Well, okay, you have an idea of how giddy that made me when you said that, because, I mean, I've worked in a restaurant. I have a whole 2 weeks as working as a waiter at Pizza Hut.
Ooh. Oh, a waiter at Pizza Hut.
Yeah, well, it was in a college town and during the summer, and I gotta say...
Say no more.
I got some really good tips by way of phone numbers that I never called.
Yeah, it's enough of an ego boost getting the number, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I felt good anyway.
Ben's a cutie, guys.
Aww.
He really is. He's adorbs.
Aww. Yeah, but you give the best hugs.
Yay!
And everybody knows you're cute. I mean, they could just hear you and know.
Don't say that, because then I feel like I let them down in person.
Oh, come on.
I'm not kitten. I'm not as adorable as a kitten.
Well, okay, but you are still pretty damn adorable, so.
Yay, I like that. Okay, Ben, besides complimenting the heck out of me, what have you been up to since the last episode? May I point out to the listeners, not that they'll know, we're recording this one on time.
Yay! You want to know what I've been up to since the last episode?
Yeah.
A whole crap ton of Overwatch.
Yes, Overwatch. It was fun while it lasted, wasn't it, Ben?
Yeah. The 24th actually can't come soon enough.
Yeah, you know, I'd never played Bastion before this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What
because,
do you think?
You know, I have this thing that I really wanted to be good at the girl players, so I really gave them the most attention and love because... I feel like in a lot of shooters, there's really no female players for me to really play and project onto and stuff. So I spent most of my time this week playing them. A lot of the guys are fun, though. I mean, I'll give them that. Gender aside, I mean.
Except for their stupid gender.
Yeah, no, I just really was so excited to see such a diverse mix of girls that I really exploited them first.
I'm pretty happy about that, too, actually.
Yeah, the boys, they're really cool. Just like the girls, they're really fun to play. Their own unique dynamics. You can't pay me to play Winston, though.
You know, okay, so over the week, there was something that they did. It's called the Weekly Brawl. And over the beta period, the Weekly Brawl was, they would do, basically, it's mystery characters. So you choose your character at the beginning of the match, but then you get a random one. And every time you die, you get a random character.
Yeah, so, it just picks for you.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll get the same guy twice in a row.
Yeah,
and then you're,
which is
you're
great,
kind of grateful.
Because if you die a lot, because the other team really lucked out with the choices that they got. Because I'll tell you, sometimes I went up against like two Bastions, a Reinhardt, and a Lucio, and like a Widowmaker. And it's like, I keep getting crap that can't counter any of that. So it's like, okay, well, I could just try to go in and die and hope I get someone better. Or, you know, try to just... go around and get them from behind or something like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a great way to play because it forced me to play characters that I would never normally really choose and then really suck at them as well. But no, that's one of the neat things about it is that because there's all the hero switching and everything like that, you can really figure out like who you like to play as. And it's funny, as you were talking about the girl characters and everything, I realized that most of my characters that I want to default to are the female characters because I really like their kits and the way that they play.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I love Widowmaker. I love Tracer. I didn't think I was going to like Tracer at all.
Oh, she's the best.
Normally, the ones that move really fast, I tend to have really poor control over, you know, but... I feel like I have a lot of control over her. And then Bastion was fun. I've never done that one before. But yeah, I got to sit there as a turret for a while. And yeah, everybody's complaining. Oh, everybody who plays Bastion automatically went, no, it's easy to be a bad Bastion, guys.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
If you position yourself in a like just a wide open spot, you're just dead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've done that a couple times. Mercy's still my favorite healer, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a lot of
fun. That was so much fun to play.
I like swapping to the pistol and just nailing people like from a distance and stuff if there's no one around.
Yep, yeah.
I will say yesterday, one of the last games that I played, I got to play the game with D.Va, which was absolutely fantastic. I was D.Va. It was Hanamura. So, you know, we're trying to attack the spot and everything. So I fly over, which I found out that, you know, when you hit shift, how she does the boost, no matter where you're looking, that's where you go. So you can fly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't know that. So I think I found that out like in this beta weekend. Flew over to the side, went in there, just had my ult pretty much pop up right as I was in the middle of the capture point. And my mech was just about to die, but I hit Q so that it would blow up instead. I popped out, ran to the nearest corner that I could possibly find, die, and then my mech blew up and killed four of them.
Nice.
And I got play of the game for dying. I'm all, woohoo!
That's so cool. That's super fun. I didn't get play of the game, but I did pop up a couple times as, guys, vote for me, but nobody would vote for me. So, you know what? Doesn't matter.
I would.
I know anyways, you would,
then. So that's Overwatch. I will talk about it a whole ton if you let me, so I'm going to stop myself right now. Yeah, we
probably stop right now.
Yeah.
But my Overwatch days are over for now.
Yep, me too, until the 24th, which I can't record that day.
No.
Dang it. Yeah. Anyways, though.
Yeah, you're going to have to take your break, Ben, just like I have to take breaks during my thing.
Okay. WoW-wise, though, I have been playing a little bit of WoW here and there. We tried to get together to raid on Sunday, but it was Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And after six people showed up, we're like, maybe we shouldn't try to raid tonight. So we didn't, but
I didn't show up.
Yeah. You're a mom. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, I actually spent some time on the Timeless Isle, believe it or not.
Wow. Throwback time.
Yeah. I have over 100,000 coins for the mounts. I just need to work on the Xiao Hao rep. And,
which should be easy now, right? It's like face roll.
If I go back there, you know, like, and do the daily every day, I'd have more fun than if I spent time just going around and killing everything, because that's just...
Are you kidding me? All you gotta do is jump around in AoE.
Yeah, bounce, I know, but...
Boom, bounce, boom, bounce, boom, bounce, boom.
I know. I just... not as much fun for me. But, anyway, so tried to kill Hulan a couple times and easily did, and no mount, so, you know, whatever. But, I haven't been doing a whole ton in WoW because, again, it was an Overwatch week, so I spend a lot of time doing that. Although, I did finish Arkham Knight, if I didn't mention that last time.
You did.
Okay. Never mind. So, anyways, what have you been up to?
In World of Warcraft, not very much. I've been leveling my Alliance tune, and I decided to work on a ring.
Ooh.
Which a lot of people are calling me crazy for.
You're crazy for.
Mm-hmm. But I gotta run high, Maul.
You just got that,
on my panda. Yeah. No, I got it before, but I was laughing over the fact that I'm back in Heimal, where I don't want to be.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too.
I'm really sorry.
Yeah, me too.
Like, really sorry.
Not as sorry as I am. You think Heimal groups were bad when they were, current. No.
Yeah. Well, are you at least, you know, buying the thingies, whatever? From... Yep. Oh.
Buying the thingies, doing my work orders all the day.
Good luck.
Doing my stuff. Yeah. I'm not really serious about it, thankfully, because it's just, it was a lot for Aludra to do.
Mm-hmm.
So now doing it on a second character on a faction where I don't even have a raid team is just like, meh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. It's like, if you get it, cool. I mean, it'll be replaced by like 108 anyway, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. But,
yeah.
Yeah, so I'm really happy, though. I leveled it up enough so it's finally worth wearing, at least. Because it's not when you get it. It's really not.
Yeah.
When you first get it, it's like, oh, yeah.
It's like, okay, well, Khadgar, I'll put this on a chain around my neck.
It's oh,
no way
pocket.
To have a neck piece. Yeah.
Yeah, I have it's a better necklace than that anyway. Yeah.
I'm trying
It'll
to keep it
secret. It'll be next
to my
moldy cheese. and my notes from various other NPCs and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Questing leftovers. But really, I've been playing a lot of Diablo. That's where I was on Mother's Day, which mine was fantastic, by the way.
Good.
And me and Minion One are playing a lot of Diablo. He's really excited for the new season. I'm just like, okay, And so
Yeah.
we're playing it. He's playing with his friends mostly, but he saves all of his puzzle rings to run with me.
Aww.
I know, it's so great.
That's so
And
nice.
I'm really irritated because this season I decided to try out Witch Doctor. I mean, 900 pets, how could a Ludra go wrong, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But
I mean, just
you
the frogs
can.
alone, right?
I don't use the frogs.
Oh, okay.
They have to be wherever they want, not where I want them to.
Yeah, I mean, just all the spiders alone, am I right?
Don't use spiders.
I don't know enough about the witch doctor to keep going, so.
No, I use demon dogs, and I use all these little crawly minion things.
All those
They're like
dogs,
little
am I right?
fidgets. There's this gem you can get by chance when running Greater Rifts. You level it up, and it makes your pets hit way harder.
Oh, that's handy.
Yeah, except I can't get one to drop. I have leveled two gems up to 25 running Greater Rifts, and I still can't get the gem I need, the little heart-shaped pet gem to drop. So angry face about that.
It'll drop in the next one. That's what you keep saying until it drops. It'll drop
I
in the next one.
know, I know. And then you gotta run a dozen of them to level the dang thing. So
Yeah.
yeah, kind of like, about the
Yeah.
whole thing, yeah.
Exactly.
But no, so mostly Diablo, and then I've just been messing around, doing not much. I have a new doctor for on the medical side, so that's going well, guys. Fingers crossed for me. We are going to get me fixed up in no time.
We have the technology.
I'm really excited about this.
I really wish that I knew the Million Dollar Man music or the Bionic Woman music.
Yeah, because that'd be really hard to find with the entirety of the internet at your fingertips.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know you don't. Ben never knows what I'm talking about. So let's move on to the news where we can talk about things and Ben will be like, what?
Huh? Draenor News.
Doesn't this take place in the past or something?
Why, it's news from Draenor! Boy, howdy!
Okay, so this actually flew under our radar because Muffinus, turns out, is an evil genius about where he says things. But way back in the realm of April 13th, yes,
So,
that
after
one.
my birthday.
Yes, after your birthday, but way before mine. Muffinus on the forums mentioned that pet battles are going to be part of the dynamic world quests.
Wait, what's a dynamic world quest?
Well, dynamic world quests are the new dailies that are just going to appear on your map. Instead of having a daily hub to go to every day and pick up quests, you just open your map and there will be quest objectives on your map telling you where to go and what to do if you want to do that daily.
Now,
These change every day.
do those just randomly show up at any time at all?
No. You have to be level 110, Ben, and then you unlock. Just like with, hitting level cap, and then you unlock your dailies. This is essentially the new daily system that will not clutter up our quest logs.
Oh, that's
Yeah, I like this.
handy.
Yeah, I like this a lot.
Yeah, I like the fact that, pet battles are in there as well, which, I mean, that gives a huge, subsect of the player population something more to do. And, if anything, it might get other people actually into it as well, considering that it's not going to be a daily thing when these show up. It's going to be, every couple days that a pet battle one might be there. It might be every 3 hours. I mean, who knows what's going to happen, but it's going to be dynamic, which means at any time you can open up your map to see what's going on and go and do it. So keep your eye out.
And if pet battles aren't your thing, and we'd love to know why you're listening to the show, don't worry, because there's going to be world PvP events, crafting events, like showing up on your map, just some dungeon stuff. It's just about everything will be touched on. So you may have a day of absolute perfect dailies that seem to be tailor-made for you. And then when
Yes.
that happens, write Blizzard, let them know, and maybe you'll get more of them.
So, hey Blizzard, today was the perfect day. No, sorry, hold on. Dear Blizzard, today I opened up my map and I found that the dynamic events that happened were exactly what I needed. It'd be really cool if I could have more days like today. Thanks, Ben. P.S. Do you like me? Circle one. Yes. No.
Dear Princess Blizzard Pants, today I learned that... Dang, I'm really trying to phrase this as a pony letter. I failed miserably. Today, me and my friends learned that you don't have to be a PvPer to enjoy the daily quest dynamics. That's right, because there was no PvP. Please make more days like today. Me and my friends will be happy. Love, Twilight Sparkle.
Dear Princess Blizzextia.
No, I like Blizzard Pants.
Yeah, that works. Considering, what is it, Celestia?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool, I kind of got it right.
There's Princess Celestia, Princess Luna, and Princess Miamori Credenza, a.k.a. Princess Cadence.
All right. Thank you for that lesson in ponies.
Ponies!
I have some really good news, though.
Oh, Ben, I love it when you have good news. Please yeah. share it with us.
So the Legion developers actually had an update this week. In fact, earlier today, there was a live stream that happened. So
was that today?
That was today.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I missed.
Yep. 9 a.m. this morning. I was actually on my way to work. Wasn't able to watch it, but I was able to scour through a little bit. So, Ludra, first of all, I'm going to give you the bad news. There's no mention about pet battles at all.
But
I have good news.
How long were they talking for?
I think about an hour.
Oh, well, I guess I can be okay with that, but really, I'm not.
It's okay, because this good news is going to blow you away. Okay, so you've been enjoying your time in the alpha, right?
Yep.
Guess what? You don't get to play in the alpha anymore coming in, like, really soon here.
Wait, they're going to take it away?
Yeah, they're going to take the alpha away from you. And then give you the beta on Thursday at 2 p.m.
Nice. Finally, beta, where we can start tentatively reporting on more news.
Yes, exactly. And there's been a lot of stuff that's been data mined. There's been stuff that's popping up in the alpha. But again, our stance is that we don't want to report the stuff until it is a lot more firm. Once it hits the beta, it's a lot more firm. And then guess what? Once it actually gets to live, it's real. It's really real. But so far, as of this coming Thursday, they won't have the character copying yet, but it will be in there soon. And I know at that time, you and I are going to be doing a lot more when it comes to testing things out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We are going to be in there all the time.
Yes.
Forget you, Alliance person.
No. Who said that?
I thought it was the Battle Pet mascot, Kitty Cat.
No, she's over there doing stuff. You know, being a cat. So, I don't know. But, okay, I guess that totally blows away our theory of, hey, I bet that they're going to release the beta after Legion arrives. So, we were wrong on that. But, no, I'm really excited for it. It's going to be neat. And it's just that much closer to, you know, a pre-release event as well as to Legion. So do you realize that it's like, what, 3 months and 20 days away?
No, wow, really?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you have your deadline. You know that there's going to be new specs coming with Legion. Yeah. Now is the perfect time to make sure that your system...
Ben, yeah. I am not upgrading to Windows 10.
No.
We had our pre-show problems with it. It's not happening.
Well, here's the thing. If you were to go to doghousesystems.com, you can get a machine with it already on there, so you don't have to worry about that. Mm-hmm. But what's even better is that you have your deadline, but guess what? You don't have to worry about waiting to the last minute, like, or within the next week to get a computer, because they build them incredibly fast, get them your home, and you plug in and boom, you're playing the games that day.
Yeah, they pre-install them. You can check a box and be like, I want World of Warcraft ready to go. And they go, yes, person ordering. It is your checkbox.
It's up to date.
Yeah, they do it up to date. They don't just install
all that stuff.
Yeah, they didn't just install WoW and walk away going, ha ha, vanilla. No!
Yep, they do that with StarCraft, they do it with SWTOR. I mean, tons of different games they can actually get right on there, as well as putting on, you know, popular voice things like, you know, Mumble, Ventrilo. I think they can throw iTunes on there automatically. I mean, so, like, it comes with the bare necessities of what you need to game right away, mm-hmm. because Doghouse Systems customer service is second to none. That's right. And what's even better, if you want, you know, a new computer that is totally blowing away all the specs for Legion, put in Battle Pets as your promo code, and you get double the memory for free.
That's not half the memory. That's not quadruple the memory. It is two times, which is more than you will need.
Yes, exactly. So, DoghouseSystems.com, Battle Pets for the promo code.
Oh, but Ben, I have a great computer, or I like building my own. So, what do?
You're not going to answer? I thought that you would tell me. I want to know what do.
What do is buy a Battle Pets t-shirt. They are like $20 a piece. They are awesome. They are comfy. They have our logo. It says Aludra and Ben. It's got an evil dragon and an evil wolf glaring at you with glowing red eyes.
Glowing.
Well, no, they don't actually glow. And they don't blink, but, you know, they're bright red in a black face. So,
but they're done so well, you'll think they're glowing and blinking.
That is right, unless you go into a dark room, and then they don't. So
then they close their eyes.
Because it's dark.
It's like a cartoon. Their eyes are closed, you don't know where they are.
Well, the t-shirts are on the Slash Loot website. Go to podcast, go to Battle Pets. We're right there at the top if you sort by ABCs.
Not at the very top because we're alphabetical.
That's right.
I don't know why I'm talking like this.
They're super nice shirts. I'm going to get me probably a new one. I don't know. I think I'm going to do a Marceline cosplay at BlizzCon.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's not Blizzard, so maybe I'll Blizzard it up somehow.
Ooh.
Have a fake laptop and be Marceline who plays World of Warcraft.
That works.
Yeah.
I mean, I really think that you should cosplay as a monk again because that was a cool costume.
I like that costume. I really do. But I'm worried everybody's like, oh, yep, there's Aludra in her monk costume.
I'll be all like, yay, there's Aludra in her monk costume. See, it's all about tone.
It really is all about tone. Okay. So, we've done our commercial bit. We've done our news bit.
Let's change the tone to boss battles.
Not A flat?
I don't know if that's A sharp or B flat.
Oh, okay.
Round one, fight. Boss battles.
Okay, so boss battles, where we battle a boss and we tell you how to do it too, so maybe you can have an easier time.
Yep, this week we are talking about Dark Gazer. He looks just like Willy.
Dark Gazer.
No, we're not doing that again.
Oh.
It's Dark Gazer. He is gazing darkly at you.
How can you gaze darkly? Your eyes aren't flashlights.
Yeah, in the dark. You're gazing in the dark. It's darkly. So, dark.
Nope.
Okay. It reminds me of the Incredibles gazer beam. Because he's essentially Cyclops. That's what makes me think of that. And he's in a cave. It's dark in there. Dark Gazer. So I didn't name him, but Dark Gazer.
Nope. It's Dark Gazer. Like Goldfinger. Oh, no James Bond. But you want to go Randy Macho Man Savage on yet another boss?
Okay, fine. It's Dark Gazer.
Yeah.
That's the same tune we had for a different one. I don't remember what it was off the top of my head, but it was something else.
So what?
Were we singing boss battles for that?
Well, now we have the boss that we were singing Dark Gazer over.
We gotta think of something different. Different song, at least.
Listeners, who's right? Give us points.
Or maybe just a different Bond song. But I mean, then again, we have the same three syllables. Goldfinger, then I know. Thunderball. Do you know the Thunderball song? No.
I'm gonna be honest.
I can think of Tomorrow Never Dies. That's a good song. That's by Sheryl Crow. I like that one. That was a good song. Anyways.
No, it don't fit. It don't fit, Ben. No,
so we have Dark Gazer. Dark Gazer looks like Willy. And he shows up at 5429 in Tanan. That's right. We're back there. Now, when I went to fight him, he actually spawned with a green blood beak as well as a white rat. So we have...
His name Nicodemus was the right white rat, Nicodemus?
His name was Rat.
Oh. You dirty rat.
You killed my brother.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, you know, Dark Gazer. There, that's for you. Has three abilities, as all of these legendary pets do. The first ability is called Fel Corruption. Now, this ability calls forth a wave of fel power, dealing elemental damage to all your pets and empowering Dark Gazer's backline pets, increasing damage dealt and reducing their damage taken by 50% for 10 rounds.
Wow! Fel Corruption? What a neat and novel ability for one of these bosses to have!
I know, it's amazing that this boss has that.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Dark Gazer also has Interrupting Gaze. He's like the interrupting cow, so we're not doing a knock-knock joke. This deals magic damage. The ability will also interrupt your pet's round if Dark Gazer goes first. I like this.
I'm so glad it's almost over.
Ben, you're not fun sometimes.
I'm being
You've got to glare at me. It's interrupting gaze. Yeah, see, there. You listeners are really missing out on some grade A gazing.
It's borderline Care Bear staring.
It really is, except he's not lifting his shirt and his tummy.
It's probably better that I don't do that. I don't want to blind you.
BlizzCon is going to be so fun.
No. Last but not least, we have Focus Beams. Focus Beam will blast your pet with a beam of arcane power, dealing magical damage. What's even worse is that the damage increases each time it is used.
They're on to me. Do you hear the sirens?
I do hear the sirens.
My goodness, they're not going away.
That's okay. They know that you've been dark gazing.
Oh, no. Ben, I am tempted. I am like this close to buying a t-shirt and making some sort of Care Bear logo on it for you.
Just have the pet battle paw or something.
Yeah, and it'd be like, I'll have to think of something to write on it. Probably
pet battle bear.
Pet battle Ben.
That works.
Ben Bear Stare.
They're not going anywhere. Wow.
They aren't.
Well.
They're on. Oh, you know what? It's copyright infringement for the song.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay, we got to stop doing that. So, okay. So the suggestion that I found is that you want to use the Fiendish Imp and the Mechanical Pandaren Dragonling. And then, you know, that should pretty much work. But if you throw in an Emerald Protowhelp, you'll be pretty much guaranteed a kill.
Well, we got one pet in common with our strategies. For me, it is the Pandaren Water Spirit, Chrominius, and then the Emerald Protowhelp. Because really, that team does everything.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm glad I have them. Yay!
Yeah. That's, it's about time you expanded your pets.
Yeah.
Beyond the three that you got all the way up through mists with.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I actually really admire you for getting that far with only those three pets.
Well, you know, they're pretty cool. What can I say?
They are pretty cool.
Yep. In fact, I had so much time not, you know, playing around and trying different pets and everything that one of my favorite things to do is actually to build some teams just randomly about. So you know what I like to call this next little bit? Team building.
Oh, I was going to go with Fred.
No, no.
No. Oh, my bad.
That's okay.
Team building.
That's right, folks. It's Fred. Team building.
Gotcha. Team building is where we take two random words off a random word list and try to build a pet battle team that fits said random words. Why? Because we like you.
And it's fun.
It really is fun. So this week's words were obscene circus.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's really hard to build something called obscene in a game like Warcraft where they really try to not be that obscene.
Yeah, but...
But obscene's a fun word to work with.
It is. It really is. So, Aludra, I have a feeling that we did something incredibly similar. So, why don't you go ahead and go first?
That would be a first for the logs. I think we'd both get a point at that point.
Yeah, I'll let you go first because again, you present it better.
Oh, thank you, Ben. It must be the many crowns I have. Anyway. Ben is so graceful whenever I mention my awesome collection of headwear. He's also doing his best Deadpool impression right now. Okay, so I'm going to start with the Dark Moon Rabbit, because it's just a rabbit, and it's covered in blood.
It's a rabbit! He's got sharp, pointy teeth.
Is it behind the rabbit? No, it is the rabbit! I really cannot do accents. I don't know why I try. I do it for you, listeners, because I heart you so.
Oh, Jesus, anyways. I soiled my armor. What's it gonna do, nibble your bum?
Not through that armor. Okay, so Dark Moon Rabbit's where we're gonna start. He's all bloodied up and from his last conquest, and when you know it, he's in our petting zoo. Next, we're going to have Bonkers. Now, I thought about going with a traditional monkey, the poo-flinging sort.
Yeah.
But Bonkers takes the cake here, because Bonkers will knock your clock off, given no provocation whatsoever. That monkey is looking for a fight. So after you eventually stumble out of my petting zoo and go to look at the monkey punches you in the face for looking at him funny. He did not like the way you looked at him. Not at all. Then we're going to go with my favorite pet and yours.
No, don't say it. Seriously, don't say it.
No, not that one. The Twilight Fiendling, which I always call Booger.
Okay, much better, but...
Yeah,
still
no,
gross.
No. I thought about crossing that line again and bringing in the cub, but I just don't have it in me to do it, man. I mean,
good.
So sad. No, the Twilight Fiendling. Okay, so the rabbit attacked you, the monkey socked you, the Twilight Fiendling's going to eat your soul.
Ooh.
I don't know if it's very obscene, but it's my idea of a really whacked circus.
It's an obscene circus. It's a little weird. Yeah.
Yep. So really, I think really what it is it's like the pet showcase of doom and despair and punch you in the face.
Yeah. Okay. I could see that. Mm-hmm. I went a different direction. I know.
Color me shocked.
That would be purple. No, don't stop holding your breath. Okay, so I started off actually with the Dark Moon Monkey, because what better ringleader could we possibly have in our obscene circus? I mean, he's got a little
Jeremy
fez
Feasel.
On. He's not a pet. He's got
no,
a little fez
a
on. Yeah. Yeah, okay. But again, he's not a pet, so I have to go with my Dark Moon Monkey. He's doing his best Jeremy Feasel impersonation, of course, but he's got a fez on. He's, the ringleader. He is distracting you while stuff's going on because you know what? There's a Dark Moon eye floating around looking at you, looking for ways to steal your money with these obscene prices of everything. Peanuts, cotton candy, games, tickets to the freak show. Those prices are obscenely high. And he's looking for ways to just price gouge you even more. And then last but not least, guess who is actually taking all that money and going to the bank? None other than the treasure goblin. That's right, folks. That's why treasure goblins have all that money in Diablo, because they're taking it from people who go to the circus and pay those obscene prices. That is what's going on.
Yeah, I'm not seeing how that's obscene.
Have you ever gone to a circus and been gouged by the prices? It's just obscene what they're doing.
Oh, that might be, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what's
going on. I haven't been to a circus since I was a kid because of the prices.
Exactly.
So you may have me there.
It's an obscene circus. All of them are. All of them. Yes. Let us know what you think. You know, toss over some points to me. It would not be obscene of you to do that. It'd be pretty awesome if you did. Mainly because Eludra's in the lead. But, you know, give us some input on the next episode's words, which are important debt. I'm at a loss already. I have no idea, but we're in debt to bring you.
You already used the treasure goblin.
I can use him again. I try not to use back-to-back pets, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Which is why
own,
I didn't...
As per your own rules.
Well, that's why I didn't use the Eye of the Observer last night, or tonight. Yeah.
You could have used the Dark Moon Eye.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
I know what you mean.
I'm listening. I've got it right in front of my eyes right there. And I'm still like, oh, you could have used this. Yeah.
That's okay. So you know what? We have a debt to pay to you. And that is some new add-ons. Pet battle add-ons.
All right. So besides important debt, let's talk about important add-ons with our new add-on segment.
That's not a very good
replacement. Here at all. Yeah. Okay, so in this section, we're going to talk about various World of Warcraft add-ons that you can use to make your gaming experience better. Now, this one is a personal favorite of mine, but it has the most pathetic add-on site on Curse I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Like,
I mean, let's put it this way. It's information is correct. Absolutely correct.
But yeah, it's just like they had written the entire add-on. They couldn't be bothered to really get into depth. Yeah. It is Battle Pet Count.
Yeah. Okay. Battle Pet
Count is great.
Yeah, it is great. Let me just read you the description and you'll see how underwhelming it actually sounds. So in the battle, cage, or NPC tooltip, show the quality of battle pets you already own of that species. Yay. Okay, let's liven that up a little bit.
Yeah, that is what it does, but it's not very explanatory.
Yeah.
Basically, in your pet battle, or the cage in your bag, the tooltip in your minimap, it shows the quality of the battle pets that are already in your collection, and what level they are. They neglected to say that. So, your paw in your minimap's mouse over information says, that is a frog, normally. And you're like, oh, okay. Do I have a frog? Well, now with Pet Battle Count, you can go, yes, I have a frog. It is level 15, and it's a blue quality. I do not want to fight these frogs unless I want to power level something.
Even more so, if I just mouse over out in the world and I see, hey, what's that pet over there? Oh, that's a cool pet. Oh, I have one. It's green and it's level 4.
Yep, so you can go, well, now I can try for a blue because I'm here.
Yeah, and even more so, that one's a level 14. Why don't I go for that one?
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be go at least green. Automatically, it's better.
I do it all the time.
But wait, what if you need to know if a secondary or a thirdary pet is something that you need, Eludra? Is there something that you can do with that? How about when the UI pops up for the pet battle and you mouse over that little icon up above?
You don't even need to do that. It puts a little symbol in the pet's box, like an exclamation point, or it's been a while because I haven't found an upgrade in a long time. Like an exclamation point, or it highlights it. So going, this is an upgrade. I think it's this. Yeah.
There is symbols. That's what matters.
Yeah, there's a symbol letting you know at a glance that that's there. And before, that pet battles actually used to tell you the quality of the pet you were battling. This add-on was a lifesaver.
They still don't.
Oh, they still don't?
Well,
add-on does that.
You can tell from, you know, the what do you call it and stuff, but like it would never say, sorry, no, it does that. It lets you know if it's a green or a blue and all that stuff. But yeah, it never tells you or told you what level yours was.
Yeah, and, no. I'm saying the quality of the pet you were battling.
Gotcha.
That I wasn't always available.
I get where we're on the same page now.
Now that he's out of the table of contents, he's with me, folks. Yeah, so this used to, back in the day, be a huge help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're smurfing, you need this add-on.
You really do.
Like, it's hands down.
It's a high quality of life thing that you're like, it doesn't seem like it'd be that big a deal, but once you have it, you forget that it's an add-on. You mm-hmm. forget that you ever played without it. It is that big a deal.
Yeah, I remember way back when all it did was actually put a notification in your chat log on what mm-hmm. it was and if it was an upgrade or not. It has expanded so much to the point where it's part of the UI that you don't even notice anymore.
Yeah.
So definitely go check out, what is it, Pet Battle or Battle Pet Quality?
Pet Battle Count.
Pet Battle Count, yeah. I'm just screwing things up because the name is so, like, tiny and simple for such a simple, like, awesome add-on that you don't even know what's going on with it. Or I don't, apparently.
Oh, no. Battle Pet Count.
Yeah, there we go.
Battle Pet Count. Sorry. So, Battle Pet, like a Ludrum Ben, count, because we count, too.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm doing that old.
Yep. And if you want to tell us how much we count, you can always contact us by sending us an email. Send that email to wowbattlepets@gmail.com. Also, our website and archives can be found at battlepet.net on iTunes and Stitcher, too.
You can follow us on Twitter. Ben is at BenTheMage. I am at Aludra_AIE. And, of course, the show is at BattlePetShow. We fought over it. Was it this week or last week we were fighting over control again?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The computer's alive and it did my thing. Okay.
Control.
Not even.
Yep. Well, here's the thing. You can also listen to us on other shows. Aludra's on the AIE podcast,
which had Ben on it last week, guys. Tune in to hear Ben and all the rest of my co-hosts pretty much not trash talk me. That was... They had prime... chance to do it
well,
on the air, and they
did. You're pretty cool. Plus, I didn't feel like talking about how you fly backwards in Star Trek Online.
No, that's for Captain Sybil and all of them to talk about.
Yeah, but we talked about Star Trek Online for a little bit. Well, you guys did. So
Ben rolled his eyes at us. You can listen to Ben roll his eyes on Azeroth Roundtable, one of my favorite podcasts, even before I had been on this show, and Geektopia. Because Geektopia.
Yep, which we are recording this weekend as well.
Nice.
Yeah. Now, our theme song, Serpent Rider's Hero, is by those amazing and wonderful folks at Blizzard, and our bumpers were done by Coltrane and myself. Now, here's the kicker. Battle Pets was written by Aludra and myself, and is copywritten to us as well.
Yes! Thanks for listening!
Bye, everybody!